You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People are clamoring for some more Poppy during these postseason runs. You'll remember some point during the LeBron runs, my father was on the Jumbotron wearing a giant rain outfit of some sort, Poppy, looking like you were in a storm. Do you remember any of what it is that you were shouting on the Jumbotron in order to motivate the Miami Heat? Do you remember any of your lines? This was many years ago, but you were wearing a raincoat of some sort, and you were in front of a green screen, and you were motivating people. Do you remember any of this on the Jumbotron?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was supposed to replace the old guy doing the show there and the Jumbo Trump. I was supposed to be the replacement, and it came out so good that it never happened.
What do you mean?
That's right. They were supposed to replace me with that guy there.
Yeah.
That guy was supposed to be gone, you know, the old guy.
The dancing guy, Dancing Joe, or who was it? Who was the old guy that was supposed to be gone?
The one that distilled on the Jumbo Trump. That's right.
Politics.
And what happened was that, I don't know whether it was politics or
it
what
always
I did was.
Is, Bobby. It's always politics. That guy had too much power. He saw what you were doing. He was threatened by you. And then he pulled some strings, maybe paid some people off under the table. And boom, all of a sudden, we're still watching his video and not your video. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I ask around about this, okay? And they said what Bobby did was better than what anyone in that position has ever done before.
Is that right? Boy, that's good to know because I thought that had bummed out.
Because you only got to do it one time during a playoff run, like against Indiana or something. They used you for motivation one time, and you weren't motivating enough on the Jumbotron, and they immediately replaced you.
That's right. They just used me for about a couple of minutes, and then they put the old guy back on.
Okay. I'm sorry that happened to you. You've forgiven the organization. My father
You shouldn't. You shouldn't forgive the organization.
Well, you know, I'm working on it.
No.
That's right. Maybe tonight they'll put me back on. You never know.
They better. I think now it's time, Poppy, for an ultimatum. You tell them, you put me back on here, or this show is not going to cover the Heat anymore. You tell them that just like that and see who blinks first.
Well, I got to think about that because I got a funny feeling that if I say that, okay, they say, well, whatever you want to do, I'm going to lose all my fringes with the Heat.
Then he's
going
to lose all his free chips and all. What fringes do you have? What fringe benefits? I love that you call them fringes. The fringes for short that I have with the Heat. What are the fringe benefits? You've got good parking.
I got good parking. You know, I get to see my old buddies there. You know, the ushers, you know, they get to know me. I get to talk to them once in a while. A fan will come in and says, you know, I miss you on the show. And that's it. That's pretty much all the fringes.
Well, there are more fringes.
You can just talk to the ushers anytime. You know,
there are more fringes. Yeah. You pay for tickets so that you can talk to the ushers. That's not a fringe benefit. That you get free chips? Do you get the free soda?
No,
did they take those away the moment you lost?
No, they took away. The ice cream is the one that I miss the most.
Oh, no. Not the ice cream.
Yeah, I miss the ice cream.
Oh, Poppy, I just discovered the ice cream. I love it. I covered my first couple Heat games this playoffs. Oh, the ice cream. What do you go for?
We should send Poppy to cover the team for us.
What do you go for? The ice cream sandwiches are a little cups of chocolate and vanilla?
No, I go for strawberry. That's the one I like.
Yeah. That must go quick because I've never seen strawberry.
I don't like what's happening here. This disrespect by the Miami Heat franchise to you after all this work and effort that you put in. And by the way, after you made them a nationally relevant team by discussing them on your national television show for years, they go and they kick you to the curb because they say, you know what? Time has passed you by, old timer. I don't like that one bit. And you know what I think we need to do about this, gang?
What's that, Billy?
This is what I think we need to do. They took away his media credential and his access to the ice cream and the chips and all that. I say, you know what? We send Poppy as a member of the credentialed media on behalf of this show. We have a cock in the henhouse situation. And I want you walking through that arena, Poppy, while the media is looking at you saying, what are you doing here, old man? You don't have a show anymore. You say, cock in the henhouse. I'm here on behalf of the Meadowlark media. And then you just go and you get your ice cream. You push people out of the way, whoever it has to be. Ira Winderman, if he's there, whoever's in the
way,
you push
tonight,
him out of
Poppy.
The way.
You and me.
You go in there.
You wander
exactly.
around.
Tommy Todd. Yeah,
I want you to say, you got to remember these phrases. We'll do it tonight when you stop cheering for Gabe Vincent. He's your favorite player.
That's my guy.
That is your guy. We'll go into the media area. He loves Gabe Vincent so much. And we will start shouting, you and me. And Juju will be in tow. He'll videotape it. Cock in the hen house. Cock in the hen house. And then you will eat the free ice cream. Mm-hmm. And we will dine like kings free on the Miami Heat's ice cream. You want to do that tonight?
Well, I'm not sure. I think that's too risky.
No, it's not.
My father is worried about reprimand. He is not. My father has said all my life, to die a coward than live a hero. Rather to live a coward than die a hero.
You got it.
That's right. I got it. That's right.
But what's the whole
thing? Like a coward.
Yeah.
Dying like a coward, that's not great. Although I can see that being one of my dad's life principles as well, but it's better to live as a coward than die as a hero. My father has always said
what's
that.
At stake here? Your ability to say hello to the ushers? You
what
can
is
still
at
do
stake,
that.
Poppy?
Yeah,
what
you're
is,
fine.
What if you strong-arm the organization? This is a true story. I love telling it to people, and it's not a joke. This is a true story. People think it's a bit. My father was ready to leave highly questionably. He was tired, and he wanted to be retired. So he invented, because he didn't know how to tell me this. He didn't know how to tell me, you know what? I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. Enough. I'm retired. Enough. Instead, he decided to tell ESPN that he was not making enough money, and he was insulted, and he was disrespected, and that unless they gave him more money, he was going to quit.
How'd he play?
And he thought that the bluff would work, and he would never have to tell me, but Disney caved. Not making any of that up.
Wait, this was the retirement plan?
This is how it, Poppy, you tell the story, because it's a true story. You tell the story in your terms, because I'm not making any of it up.
No, I was a little bit tired, and I felt that, you know, they were not... they were not giving me a compensation that I deserve. And I said, if I don't get X number of dollars, you know, I won't be doing the show anymore. Then I figured that they were going to say no. And all of a sudden, after an extensive talk with my manager there, they came through for me. And I was the most surprised guy in the room.
He was ready to quit. It's a true story. And
well, you were unhappy
that
you got what you wanted.
Well, it was
wanted.
A bluff, though. Yes, he was unhappy. He was unhappy that he got what he wanted because he got more money, but he had to keep working. And his whole plan blew up in his face.
That's the way it is sometimes.
Time now for Refrán del Día. It's an unbelievable story, and it's totally true. I don't understand that
this?
Intro. Poppy, how do you feel about Dímelo Mi Gente as an introduction? How do
it's
you feel?
Fine.
It's fine.
Tell me
fine.
My people.
Okay, tell me my people. Dímelo.
You guys are my people.
Dímelo, right. Luis. Dímelo.
¿Cómo están? How's everyone doing?
You don't have the right energy.
No, it's because I'm a little...
He's sick.
He's been sick for days. We've been shorthanded. Tony's in Hawaii. Misses him. Tony's the one who usually comes out with the delusionally arrogant Dímelo Mi Gente.
I don't understand Tony. Yeah. Tony somehow, in like the 4 months that he's been here, has a longer vacation than I had for my honeymoon.
Jessica, too.
True.
I don't understand what
Jessica hasn't been here in a year.
I don't know what I've
been. Wow. I haven't had a vacation.
Then neither have I. Luis, what is the refrán del día?
Okay. Let's get that wheel spinning. All right, it's spinning. Oh, look, speaking of not being here for a year, bájate de esa nube.
Oh, wow.
Bobby.
Get off that cloud.
Exactly.
Why are we yelling get off that cloud to somebody? Under what is the context of...
Listen, when someone's like just chirping, and they're just on cloud nine in their head, and they think that they're all this and all that. Talking it's like, papito, about, bájate de esa nube, because you're nobody.
You're
not the last Coca-Cola in the desert, okay, big guy?
Exactly.
Wow. The last Coca-Cola in the desert. That's a good analogy.
That'd be a valuable thing.
Yeah, that's
Píntate un bosque.
Right. Do you think if you were crawling across the desert and really dying and needed water, that Coca-Cola would be the thing that would bring you...
Better than urine.
It seems like you would get very sick.
No way. If I was crawling through a desert and the option was water or death, I think I'd choose death. If the other option is Coca-Cola, you know what I mean? Like, if there's a desert of Coca-Cola and a desert of
not
water...
Not really following.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, okay,
you
guys.
You choose death over what?
Let's just... Okay, guys. Let's focus, okay? Because it was very clear what I said.
No, it wasn't. Right.
Let's say there's a Coca-Cola desert and a water desert.
Wait, so this is sand... Or is it made of Coca-Cola?
No, you're not getting it.
Billy,
it's very
Billy,
clear.
Billy, bájate de esa nube,
this is crystal clear what's going on, okay?
Crystal Pepsi, yeah.
There's a desert where the only thing that's available is Coca-Cola. And then there's another desert. Bobby, you following me here?
Yeah.
Where the only other thing is water.
It's not a desert if there are liquids there.
No, well, I mean, in this whole thing, in the desert of Coca-Cola. Man, come on. You're not keeping up. Okay, so there's one drink available in the center of the desert. So you're crawling through the desert, and you could either get a Coca-Cola or you could get a water. But they're different deserts. And I find out that I'm in the water desert, and I have to drink water or perish.
Yeah, Billy would be pretty pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I haven't had Coca-Cola for 4 days, except yesterday because I had pizza and that was my exception. Trying to lose a little bit of the tummy fat.
You can't have pizza without soda. It's just he's right.
I tried. I had it twice with water and I was like, no way, Jose.
Mm.
Put it on the poll. Can you have pizza without soda? No way, Jose. Poppy, what is your preferred pizza drinking beverage?
Yeah, I guess a soda would be more than enough. Yeah,
my father likes
kind of dull.
My father likes that crappy diet orange soda, like
Sunkist. That's right.
Sunkist. Whoa!
Wow!
Crappy.
Not Fanta. Huh?
Sunkist is where it's at. Yeah.
My father has liked the crappy store brand 99-cent thing since all of it. Just all of it. Whatever the crappy 99-cent thing is, my father has liked it throughout my life.
Big difference between RC Cola and Sunkist. Sunkist is the king of the orange sodas.
Correct.
Well, I love it anyhow.
And the diet stuff. But you also like, my father likes Sunkist, but he also likes crappy store brand orange soda.
Store brand. Oh, I don't know about store brand.
Bobby, speak into the microphone like the paid professional that you are.
Yeah, okay, fine. Sunkist is my...
Take two.
Take two.
The thought here is if Bobby doesn't talk into the microphone after 2 months of this, you're going to be like, maybe we don't need to have Bobby coming anymore. Bobby, he's not figuring out your game.
That's okay.
Bájate de esa nube, Bobby.
Are you going to be saying that to Tatum tonight? You're going to be saying that to are you scared of Jason Tatum tonight?
Oh, he's in trouble, buddy. He's in trouble. I think that all his reputation is going to go down the tube after tonight's game.
His reputation?
That's right. That's right.
Right down the tube. So let's practice. What are we saying when we're walking through the corridor today?
Oh, okay. I'm back. Where is the ice cream?
Father,
all of these people, they shouldn't be here. I should be the only one having access to the ice cream.
Well,
Bobby,
you and me.
It is cock in the hen house.
Cock in the hen house. In the hen house. Wait a second. That was too quick for me.
Yeah.
Cock in the hen house.
Cock in the hen house.
Meadowlark Media.
Meadowlark Media.
Where's my free ice cream, bitch?
Where is my free ice cream beach?
Okay.
Beach.
An ice cream beach would be
amazing.
Amazing.
Ice cream beach sounds so amazing. So much better than a Coca-Cola or a water desert.
That's right.